Steps for Overcoming Discouragement. A compilation.
Be strong, and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Psalm 31:24. The word discouragement comes from the root word courage. The prefix dis means the opposite of. So discouragement is the opposite of courage. When we are discouraged, we have lost the motivation to press forward. The mountain seems too steep, the valley too dark, or the battle too fierce, and we lose the courage to continue. In many places throughout Scripture, God commands His people to take courage. When God selected Joshua to replace Moses as the leader of the Israelites, some of His first words to Joshua were, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go." The Lord based this command upon His previous promise to Joshua in verse 5. "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." The Lord knew Joshua was going to face some big battles, and He did not want His servant to become discouraged. The key to overcoming discouragement is to remember God's promises and apply them. When we know the Lord, we can stand upon the promises He has given His people in His Word. Whether or not we see the fulfillment of those promises in this life, His promises still stand. This knowledge kept the Apostle Paul pressing forward, preaching the gospel, eventually ending up in a Roman jail where he lost his life. From prison he wrote, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." He could press on through persecution, rejection, beatings, and discouragement, because his eyes were on the ultimate prize, hearing the words, "Well done," from his Lord and Savior. We easily become discouraged when we seek reward or affirmation from those around us. If our service or obedience is based upon immediate gratification, we may be setting ourselves up for discouragement. Jesus does not always take the easy path, and he warned his followers to consider that before they started. When we have already counted the cost of discipleship, we have more strength to face the battles ahead. We are not so easily discouraged when things don't go our way, because we know the battle is the Lord's. Discouragement can be a warning light, suggesting to us that we have lost our primary focus. When we feel discouraged, it helps us to get alone with the Lord and allow Him to examine our hearts and our motives. When we use discouragement as a reminder that our priorities have become skewed, the feeling of discouragement can become a refining tool to make us more like Jesus. The psalmist was no stranger to discouragement, and his response was to remember God and trust the promises of the Word. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you." GotQuestions.org. Thank you. take courage. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Just as Christians aren't immune from trials or suffering, we aren't held back from encounters with discouragement. We are made of flesh, which God informs us is like grass, vulnerable to strong winds, heavy rains, and scorching sun. We are broken and fallen people living in a broken world, surrounded by other broken people. It only makes sense that we would all share in the experience of growing weary and discouraged. In the New Testament, we see Jesus leading his followers to strength by way of encouragement. First, Jesus warns his followers in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. But then he extends the promise that he is the good shepherd who comes so we might have life and have it abundantly. If they will believe Jesus, his promise will grant them greater courage that leads them to peace. Christ renews their hope by securing their way forward. Discouragement threatens your ability to believe the promises of God. It tempts you to doubt the truth of Christ's words of assurance, spoken so you might believe and enjoy life and peace. When you are too weak and disheartened to believe that you can take heart, or that you will indeed look upon the goodness of God in the land of the living, you need to be led to encouragement, just like the saints of old. We live in an age plagued by discouragement, but it is the church that stewards the message of healing. Today, as Christians, we live under Christ's new and better covenant of grace. We are already recipients of extraordinary consolation in discouragement. We have more hope than the wandering Israelites or the perplexed disciples because we've seen God fulfill each and every one of his very good and precious promises through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. The assurance of our salvation grants eternal hope. What better, stronger encouragement could there be than the hope of being forgiven, cleansed, made new, and one day resurrected to new life with Christ in the age to come? When the Apostle Paul instructs believers to encourage one another with these words, he does so in order that we might be fully refreshed and strengthened in the days to come. Paul understood that the Christian's greatest comfort in affliction is the hope of eternity and resting in the peace that we will always be with the Lord. Lindsay Carlson. Keeping the faith. Be strong and courageous. Don't fear, because the Lord your God will be the one who keeps on walking with you. He won't leave you or abandon you. Deuteronomy 31:6. During times of discouragement or difficulties, it's vital to protect your faith. Faith that the Lord is in control. Faith in his unfailing, all-knowing love, and that he has your best interests at heart. Faith that no matter what happened in the past or will happen in the future, you can claim the good promise in Romans 8:28 and know that it will come to pass. You can strengthen your faith by remembering the Lord's care for you in the past and trust that he will continue to do so. You can rest in your faith that the Lord, your heavenly shepherd, is leading you and will restore your soul. Our faith is strengthened by spending time with Jesus, reading his word, hearing his voice, and sharing our hearts with him in prayer. If we get so focused on the difficulties, problems, and challenges that we neglect our spiritual feeding and renewal, we're not going to have the faith we need in stressful times. So, if you're feeling discouraged or overwhelmed, your top priority should be to keep your faith strong. You might be unsure what the way forward might be, but whatever you're facing, make a conscious effort to put your faith in Jesus and put your full weight down on the things that never change, such as the Lord's unconditional love, his care, his promises for an eternal future with him, his great commission, and his desire for everyone to come to know his love. Faith is what will see you through. Faith is your spiritual buffer against discouragement. Faith is the lifeblood of your spiritual life. If there's one thing you need to keep you in the tough times, it's faith in the unchanging truths in God's word. Keep your time with Jesus sacred, no matter what challenges you face, or how stressful life gets, or if your life is changing in unexpected ways. Your need for Jesus will never change, nor will his desire to love you, strengthen you, encourage you, comfort you, and guide you. Through your times of personal communion with him, he will renew and replenish your faith and give you the grace and strength for every day. Maria Fontaine.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.